Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. I lived in Nashville, Tennessee for 16 years. It was beautiful. Rolling hills, perfect four seasons, great shopping. The culture was to die for. I actually had a friend visit me once there, and she said it felt like she had been in a Hidden Valley Ranch commercial for the entire week. I mean, and I get it. It's a beautiful place to call home. But you know the weird part? Those rolling hills never called me once on my birthday. The four seasons, as perfect as they were, never once made me soup when I was sick, or checked on me after a root canal. The restaurants, delicious though they were not where I wanted to spend my holidays. And the culture, the honky-tonks, the Wild Horse Saloon, oh, they were fun. Don't get me wrong. But when life gets tough, it wasn't the downtown vibe and the Music Row scene that I wanted comfort from. Those things came from people. It's not the scenery of a town that plants you there. It's who you share that place with. I live in East Texas now, in Lufkin, a small town of about 40,000 people. The map calls it Lufkin. I call it home. Today's episode is called Big Mouth, Little City. I'll let you figure that out. And it's about how sometimes we end up in the very place we thought we needed to escape. Because what we thought served no good purpose in our life when we're 17 turned out to be what served the most important purpose for our life. It was the place that taught us the most, loved us the best, and made us feel at home. Miranda Lambert sings about the house that built her. Well, Lufkin is the town that built me. And if you are from a small town or ended up in a small town or long to go back to a small town, then today's episode is for you. And if you never lived in anything but a big city, well, I'm not sure I can change your mind about it, but my friend Tara might can. Tara is a lover of small towns, mine in particular. She is a vocal proponent of our sweet town. She's actually the executive director of the Lufkin Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's not why I have her here. She's not plugging the town. But she does believe that what it lacks in cheesecake factories, it makes up for in heart. I'll let her tell you what role in our town she actually plays, and I have no doubt that you'll see why she was the perfect guest for today's episode. So please help me welcome my friend, Tara Watkins. Welcome, Tara.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here today. And we're talking about one of our favorite things.
Home.
Home. That's one of our favorite things.
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter the lack of cheesecake factories, because I do have issue with that.
I've got a better recipe. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
I'll
yeah,
share
they
it.
Do have you.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, we got the avocado egg rolls.
Oh,
recipe.
Had those.
That's one of my favorite things to order there. So, hey, if you can't have a cheesecake factory in your town, you can rip it off of Pinterest, baby.
Absolutely.
So tell us what your exact role is here in town.
Well, I mean, like you said, I love Lufkin and being able to come back home and to really promote my hometown as the executive director of the Lufkin Convention and Visitors Bureau with the city of Lufkin. It's just a perfect place for me because I get to tell people why they should come visit. I get to remind our residents why they love to be home. And it's just been a perfect place for me for almost 10 years.
And before you had that role, you still loved our town. You represented our town well. Okay, you probably do not want me telling this, but you represented our town all the way to Miss Texas. You did the Miss Texas pageant. You were our Miss Texas from our sweet little town.
Yeah.
And so truly, you do have a love, and not just for Lufkin, but for small towns in general. But I want to know what brought you back, because you left for a while.
I did. I was gone 10 years. I went off to school at TCU and then had the opportunity to work for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals and a smaller company named Santaris in the Dallas and Austin area.
Ooh, which are big and
yeah, fun and you know, I got my fix, but it was time to come home. My dad passed away, and then my mom fell off a ladder putting up Christmas decorations and shattered her legs.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And you know, it was just like, okay, God, I hear you. And my mom said, no way, you're not coming home. I came home every weekend for probably 6 months to try to help her mm-hmm. get things prepared for the next week, because she was in a wheelchair for weeks and weeks. And I just really found my love of home again while I was home helping her. Then my grandmother got sick and I was like, okay, God, I hear you loud and clear. And had the opportunity to actually come back home and be the marketing director for Woodland Heights Medical Center.
Really?
So that's what brought me back home. But I've been home for now, I guess, almost 14 years.
Well, let me ask this question. It doesn't matter how much we love our town now. The truth is we were always that 16 and 17 and 18 year old that was like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And we're not talking any differently to some of the women who are listening today who also are from a small town and wanted everything they could to get out of it. We may even be talking to some young girls who are like, oh, the day I graduate,
I'm out of here.
You had to have felt the same way,
I
right?
I did. You know, I really always thought I would come back home and raise a family here. I just thought I would go away for a while. And that's exactly what I did. I had a great opportunity and got to travel the world and got to really, you know, fill my, I guess, my plate of what I wanted to see and what I wanted to do. And occasionally I have to go to Houston or Dallas or Fort Worth and I have to get my fix on great food and I have to go shopping and things like that. But man, there's just nothing better than coming back home.
That's right. Can you tell us what you love about a small town? And not ours in general, but small towns, just the feel of them. We'll get to what you love about ours. But
sure.
To those listening who are moving to a small town, summer's coming. That's when a lot of families have to pack up and move. We got mamas listening today who are like, oh my word, I'm taking my kids and my family to a one red light town, you know. But to those who are moving and they're nervous, or those who have lived in a brownstone and a walk up in a large city, what does small town life provide you that a large city never could?
It provides you just such a networking opportunity of friends and family that aren't blood family. You know, it's your neighbors that, like you said, bring you soup when you're sick. It's just this close-knit church family that takes care of you, that makes casseroles when somebody dies and just takes care of each other. There's just nothing better than walking into the grocery store. I mean, I could go into the grocery store and get what I need in 10 minutes, but because I'm going to visit with every single person in there,
that's right.
It's going to take me 30 minutes at least to get through the grocery store because I'm going to stop and talk about what's going on and how's the kids? How are the grandkids? It's just, you've got to take the opportunity to get to know people. And that's what I would really encourage anyone out there that's thinking, oh my God, I've got to move to a small town because that's where my job is moving me or that's where my husband's job is moving us. Just really try to go into it with open eyes and an open heart. Because if you go into it with an open heart, then everybody will just fill your cup.
Well, I have a girlfriend who actually had to move from a larger city outside of the Dallas area. She had it all, man. Everything was right there within distance. Costco, the Super Target. Oh, I love Super Target. She had it all right there. But her husband's mother got sick and they needed to move closer to her. Mm-hmm. And it was a small town with a little more smaller school districts. And they made that decision. But boy, the weeks before, she was dreading it.
Yeah.
And I told her about my experiences here and how moving back, how that really changed for me, changed my outlook and the way I'm raising my kids. Man, I wouldn't redo a thing. I just wouldn't redo a thing. She's thriving there. She has no blood relatives there at all, but yet she has a community.
Mm-hmm.
It's the craziest thing. I mean, I pray that anyone moving to a small town or that's in a small town begins to appreciate really the heart that you can find there.
Yeah, you have to get plugged in. I mean, whatever community you're moving to, big or small, you have to take the step to get plugged in. Because if you will make the effort, people will make the effort to you.
That's right.
And, you know, you have to go in not being arrogant, not saying, well, I'm better than this. Go in and just embrace the people that are there because the small town people they're the best. They're just, you know, they'll give you the shirt off their back. They'll do anything for you. But you've got to act like you're one of them. You mm-hmm. cannot act pretentious and you cannot act like you're better than this and that you're only here for a short period of time. Because if you do that, you're going to miss out.
I'm just passing through.
Yeah, you're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So this is going to sound cheesy. I don't care. I'm going to be cheesy for a minute. David and I lived in Nashville, like I said, for those years. And when we moved back here, I think a lot of people thought, oh, you're moving back to your hometown. You'll just pick right back up where you left off. Are you kidding me? After 16 years, people had moved away. They had come back home. They had children now. They were older. They had gray hair, some of them. They had beards. It was a culture shock for me. I was starting over. And so you have to look at it like that, like I was starting over in a new town. And I remember one day I was in Target and I was shopping and I had been here maybe 3 weeks. I had no girlfriends at all. And I saw a lot of young moms my age shopping with their kids in their cart. And I wondered, where do they live? Where do they go to church? Who are their friends? And I realized the only way, and this is the part that sounds cheesy, that I was going to begin to make friends again was to be approachable. And the way I decided to do that was just smile. I was just going to walk down. I didn't care if I looked like a crazy person. I was just going to smile. To smile is to look approachable. To look approachable is to be approached. And I just thought I would do that in restaurants. I would do that in the MOPS meeting that I would try. Whatever it was, I just wanted to smile. I know that's crazy, but I think that we can close ourselves off so much. We go into town, we got to get our business done. But in small towns, just a nice, friendly smile, man, that opens up a world of opportunity.
It's the best. And when you smile, you typically hear howdy.
Howdy. That's
or
right.
Howdy, ma'am. You know, and that's just
or
the
how
best.
How y'all doing?
That's
how y'all doing?
Or bless your heart.
I have actually heard that a lot.
You heard that too.
Side note to anyone listening. If you're in a small southern town and someone says bless your heart, they might not actually mean bless your heart. It might be like a complete put down. So sometimes when we say, oh, bless her Jesus, you know, you never know what we're saying there. Okay, now let's talk about Lufkin. What do you love about this town? Because I think that a lot of people are going to go, oh my word, they're talking about my city right now. They're talking about my place. I think Tara and I will tell you that our place is probably going to seem familiar to you wherever you are. So what do you love about our town? Because our town.
It's special.
It's special. And it's been hit hard. And it's a bit of an underdog in some ways right now, which is probably why I love it even more.
You know, I go back to the people. I mean, it's just the people that raised me. And now as an adult, getting to come back and to be here and to be a part of the community and to give to the community, it's just a full circle moment to me to be able to serve on boards that served me as a child for whatever I was doing or being a part of. And now be able as an adult to sit on those boards and to give back and to make a difference in another child's life and to the community. It's just so full circle. I love going to the cleaners and saying, charge it. I mean, it's great. Send me a bill.
Put it on my tab.
I mean, it's the best. And then you get something in the mail. You cannot do that in a big town. I love being able to run into the school to pick up my daughter and to leave my car running. Now, I'll lock it, but to be able to leave my car running and know that my car is going to be there when I come back out.
Okay, Tara, I want to stop you right there because I do the same thing. So your daughter is in pre-K at the same school my kids were in pre-K. I would do the same thing. You leave your car running.
Yeah.
I would leave my doors unlocked because I don't have the fancy car that you can click the lock on the outside. Okay, y'all. Big Darla is a 2009 and she hurting. That's the name of my car. But I actually went into that very same school one time, took my kids to their class, came out. My car was gone.
No, it was not.
It was gone. Because also in a small town, you make friends.
That play jokes on you.
Who play pranks on you. And I had two mamas hop in that car, move it all the way across the parking lot, like lodge it in between two cars. So I've never would have seen it. I was freaking out. But then I was like, wait, this is mixed emotions. Am I glad Big Darla was just stolen or I need my car? That's silly to say, but that's also, you make those kind of friends.
Yeah, you do.
And they're not even my family. My family would do much, much worse.
Oh, well, I mean, you make friends that on your birthday put sticky notes and balloons all over your car, you know, and you walk out and it's there. I mean, it's just the joy of living and seeing things prosper and being able to, you know, I will say that our community is the most giving community that I have ever been a part of. And I've lived a lot of places, but we per capita are the most giving community for United Way in the entire state of Texas.
Are you kidding
me? Not kidding. Yeah.
And let's be honest, we're not a wealthy town.
No, we're not. Last weekend was the Angelina County Fair. They raised over $410,000 in one night for scholarships for kids that showed animals on Saturday. $410,000.
That is crazy.
And if that didn't tell you that our family, because it is a family, our community is a family. We are giving, we want the best for our kids and we come together to make a difference. And I just think that Lufkin, I mean, it's like a storybook almost. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we're not Hidden Valley Ranch,
right.
But at the same time, we have so much more.
I think one of the things I'm the most proud of is my online course called This Sucks, But God Is Good. Is it because I'm the world's best teacher? Not even a little bit, but because it's the life-changing lessons I learned at my lowest, my most hopeless, and my angriest. To learn more about the course, just message me on Facebook. Just private message me and say, I want to know more about This Sucks. And I'm going to shoot you 4 videos, completely free, that lay out the heart behind the series. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so Tara, Lufkin has been hit hard over the past few years. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to tell this story was because it's about business being shipped out overseas. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is the story for many small towns. I believe there are mamas in their cars right now who have just had to relocate because dad had to get another job somewhere else. So this is a real issue. And I want to talk about Lufkin and how we've been hit hard and what that looked like and what happened to those who are listening. So you take it from there.
Well, you know, we are home to Lufkin Industries, which has been here forever. I mean, you probably see the 18-wheelers going down the road that say Lufkin on the back. The pumping units that say Lufkin, those are all made in Lufkin, Texas. We don't make the tape measure that says Lufkin.
But Do we not?
We don't.
I did not know that.
Here. But, you know, we were bought. Lufkin Industries was purchased by an overseas company and they started farming out everything back over to France. And because of that, we really lost a lot of employment and it really hurt. You know, we are a blue collar community. Then you look at Temple Inland, they make lots of paper. They were purchased and everything started being shipped out of the Austin plant. And so our town at once was hit with two major industries really going from large working thousands of employees to minimal employees at best, and then just recently closing down. And because of that, you know, the city and the chamber have both been working extra hard to really try to bring in new industry to Lufkin. It's really hard when you say two of our major industries have closed, but we're trying to entice them by giving, you know, great tax abatements and things like that to bring back industry to Lufkin. And we are bringing it back. It's just slow. And it's frustrating to people because people have lost their jobs. They're having to relocate. People are looking for new jobs. And it's hurt our community. It's just been really sad to watch over the last few years.
Yeah, I had dinner on Thursday night with a big group of people. I was out of town at a speaking engagement. So the night before we went to dinner and I was sitting across from a senator who said, "Tell me about your town." And I began to tell her about our town. And I told her pretty much what you just said. And she said, "So I can probably see how your community probably voted in the last election because they're concerned about jobs being brought back to your town." And I said, "Well, I don't know the percentage of who voted for who. I never looked into that. But yeah. We want jobs, man.
We do. We want jobs. And I will say that we're bringing back industry. You know, we've got Lockheed Martin and we've got to remember that that's a major industry in Lufkin. And we've just worked a deal with them and they are bringing in a brand new plant to Lockheed Martin in Lufkin. So that's going to bring in over 150 jobs, which is great. 150 is not that much, but in the grand scheme of things in Lufkin, we'll take whatever we can get. So, you know, we are looking at power plants. We're looking at all of these other things that are coming in. So there's definitely some things on the horizon. And I know Lufkin is going to be back and booming one day. Hopefully before long.
I believe so too. I have to tell you one of my pet peeves. And I know I've been on social media for a while now, and I've been told, not just by my husband, not just by different agents or whatever who are kind of helping me with my career. They've all said it. Don't engage, Melissa. Don't engage. So when people say something ugly, like if there's a troll comment, you know, don't engage, Melissa. I got to tell you the one time I want to engage. It's actually not when people say, "Hey, lady, put on some makeup. You're scaring us to death." Or the gentleman who said, "Find the nearest firearm aisle and end yourself." He was a real champ. I don't want to engage on those. Those are absurd. I want to engage on people who comment on things like if the newspaper writes something on Facebook or the news channel does and they go, "Oh, Lufkin is dead. What does it even matter?" I want to engage. And I think, these naysayers, you are living here. Your children are going to school here. What are you doing? Why are you speaking such death over where you live? And clearly, you're employed here because you're still here and your home is here and kids go to school and maybe you even go to church here. What are you doing? Because I don't find that at all. I find a line a mile long. I'm waiting to get a table at Cheddar's on a Friday night, and I know half the people. I find that our church is having to have overflow rooms because it's growing in such size, you know? I mean, I see so much life, and I know that has to just burn you up.
It just infuriates me. I mean, life is what you make it. If you want to be busy, then come see me. Open your calendar. I will fill every week and every weekend with something that there is for you to do with your family. You know, people say there's nothing to do here for our kids. Well, last weekend we had Spring Fest, you know, for you to go to. You had the Angelina County Fair last weekend. There's so many things to do in this town, but you've got to be able to get out of your hole and to be able to say, "Oh yeah, we've got that."
There was one lady.
It's so frustrating.
And I knew her. Like, I knew her face. I mean, we were just kind of acquaintances. And she commented, "The last thing we need are more restaurants. Where's the industry?" I saw her in Chili's the next day. I'm like, you know what, lady?
You like them.
Baby back ribs ain't looking too bad right now, are they? Give me a break.
It's just crazy. You know, it's sad to me.
So I don't engage.
I have to not even read it.
Oh, it just makes me so mad.
Because my blood pressure just shoots up. I just can't read it.
Okay, but I tell you what. If you would just engage one time.
I can't.
If you would just text me and say, I'm about to engage.
I'll engage with you on what my thought really is, and I won't post it publicly.
Oh, God, that would be so funny. What is it that you hope that your children grow up learning and appreciating about a small town? I know that we recently got a new school superintendent at the school my kids go to. And the old superintendent was voted the best superintendent in Texas like 1 year. So the man had pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, I love my school system. Love, love, love it. And we went and we had a meeting with him. And it was for something completely, my kids weren't in trouble. I know that's what y'all are thinking right now. And that's only because they're 9 and 11. Give them like 13 and 15, no doubt we'll be in there. They weren't in trouble. But what other parent can make an appointment with the school superintendent like week of? I mean, he's new. He was probably overwhelmed at the time. He is in there shaking our hands. We're sitting and talking. He's leaning back in his chair, offering us coffee. When we're done, he's hugging our necks. I mean, what great people.
Yeah, it's just the best.
You know? So there are so many takeaways for our children. Now, I have a daughter who says that she's going to Harvard no matter what. That's her thing. I don't know why. Although she is smart. She's probably going to be running us all. And I have a son who says he's staying right here. He loves it right here. There are just so many great takeaways. But what do you hope Anna Lee loves and learns to appreciate about our town? And what do you hope small towns can really feed into their children?
You know, the thing that we have really tried to instill in her is a sense of volunteering. And even at 4.5 years old, she goes and volunteers with me and Brent. But, you know, I want her to know that she is blessed beyond what she will ever know. And that because we are blessed, we have to give back. And being in a small town, there's so many opportunities to be able to go and to be hands-on with people that we know and people that we don't know in different walks of life. One of my favorite things to do is take her to the Junior League Back to School Bonanza, and she helps pass out the shoes to the kids that come in. And her favorite thing is to say, what size? And then she goes over and finds the size and gets them a pair of shoes and brings back. But, you know, even at such a young age, she is learning that it's important to give back. And I think that small towns just give those opportunities to our children. I want her to know that she can call on anybody that she needs and that they will always be there for her, but that you have to be a true friend in order to have true friends. And we're really trying to teach her that.
That's right. I love that about volunteering. I'll be honest with you, and I am nothing if not an open book on this podcast. I can be very vulnerable with people. And that's one of the things I love about myself. I'm just kidding. It is wonderful to teach your children to volunteer. I want my kids to learn to do that too. But I want my kids to be told the truth. And that is sometimes we're on the receiving end of
it.
That's right. I mean, my career has taken a turn and we're really stepping out in faith a lot of times. And it's been hard, Tara. It's been tight. I've never found an ungenerous spirit so far in this town. I mean, when you got to extend that bill a little bit longer, when you can't pay that check right away, when you get behind at the dentist office and you can't be on those braces quite as fast as you need to, they're always so willing and they're always so forgiving and they always feel like, well, the Radkeys are doing something different. They're
stepping out.
All you
have to do is be honest with people.
Right.
This is what's going on. Can you help me do this?
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I've never been told no.
Right.
Which is the beauty of it.
And so I think one of the things that I want to teach my kids is that we give because someday we're not the one saying what size.
That's right.
We're the one saying size 9.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And so that's kind of the place that we're in a little bit right now. I don't mean that. I mean, don't hear what I'm not saying. We're doing fine. Everybody's going to be like, oh God, you need a gift card? No, that's not what I'm saying.
You can send them to my house if you need.
But I want them to appreciate both of those things.
Yeah. Because you never know when life's going to take a turn.
You never know.
No.
This is a good place to be if it takes a down one, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
What do you think are some advantages a small town has over a big one? We did kind of talk about that briefly, but like, let's talk about that in a silly way. We've talked about the benefits of big heart and community. But honestly, though, you know you miss having a Galleria.
I miss. Yeah, I do.
Just admit that.
I do. I just miss finding shoes that fit or just a black pair of pumps. And I really, really try to shop local. I mean,
I
I'm not just saying that because it's my job. I really try to shop local. And we're really trying to do an educational push in Lefkin with shopping local. Because if we don't, then our sales taxes are decreasing. Our property tax is going to increase. So it's going to affect us one way or the other. So, I mean, I try to shop local. That's my first thing. I went to 6 different stores the other day looking for one thing and finally had to shop online because I couldn't get it and I couldn't get anyone to order it for me. And so trying to educate people in
Good
the retail
Lord.
Business.
What were you wanting, woman?
I was looking for a pair of shoes.
You must have had a real particular pair.
I needed a black pair of shoes.
Well, that doesn't mean nowhere in this town has a black pair of shoes.
They weren't fitting.
Oh, they weren't fitting. Okay, got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really try to shop local, but God, I just love going into a big mall and, you know, it's back to getting that fix and that sitting and having lunch and having a margarita at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And not having everybody that I know walk past me.
And say, aren't you on the clock?
Aren't you working? Yes. That's when I know I'm on vacation. If I get to have a margarita at lunch, I'm like, I am on vacation.
That's right.
This is great.
That's right.
So, yeah, I have to go get my fix every once in a while.
That's true. We joked about the Cheesecake Factory. I miss that kind of stuff sometimes. I miss, you know, like the Galleria malls being able to say, y'all just ice skate while mama goes to Sephora. You know, I miss that kind of stuff for sure. But no, you talked about shopping local. So I was telling that senator the other night, she was asking a lot of questions about our town. And I told her this, and it's very true. Anything I do, business-wise or career-wise, from a course that you can take online, we have journals made for that, to all the t-shirts and the merch that I sell, it's all done right here.
That's awesome.
It's every bit of it done right here. And sometimes people will say, your t-shirt's a little high. Well, that's because I got it right there in my town.
That's right.
Made by the people that I eat next to at the Golden Corral, lady.
That's right.
I want to keep every bit of it here, and I will do that until I just literally cannot do it anymore, which I hope that day never comes. So it's very important to Dave and I that if this succeeds for me, that it succeeds with Lufkin.
I was going to say, it's Lufkin that has helped mold you and make you. And because of that, I think you and I were probably raised the same way. We are charged to give back to what has given to us.
Right.
And I just think that's so important for people. Wherever you are, whatever town you're in, put money into your town.
That's
It's not going to get any better unless you put your heart, your money, and your soul back into that town.
I totally agree with that. Okay. What are some funny small town stories that you can share? And I'm going to give you an example because... While you're thinking,
okay.
I don't even know if this episode will have played yet. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. But we did an episode on hair, which I could have talked for 2 hours on hair. I think in another life I was a hairstylist. You don't know that looking at me right now, Tara. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a bad thing happening right now. Anyway, we had one on hair and a stylist came in, my good friend Rob. I'm sure you know Rob.
Yes.
And we're done and he's going to leave. And he says, hey, if you ever want to do it again, I'll tell you some stories like the time someone died in my chair.
What?
I go, what the crap, Rob? You couldn't have told that.
Oh, my God.
He goes, well, I wasn't sure you didn't ask. I'm like, I didn't know I was supposed to ask, hey, has anyone ever died in your chair? So we're going to bring him on and talk about that.
That's awesome.
Do you have any funny stories? Because, Tara, we are known.
Yeah.
For our
police beat.
Our police beat. What is going on?
Yeah, somebody came to my house the other day and they're like, have you seen this in this magazine? I'm like, oh yeah, it's in there every week.
Texas Monthly Magazine, which is a huge magazine, the best writing in the world, I love it, has literally what's going on in Lufkin.
With the logo for Lufkin as you come into our town. It's right there. Oh yeah.
Okay. Can you think of any the bat?
Probably one of the funniest stories was years ago as Miss Texas. So 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe. And I was home. It was late. And I happened to go to the grocery store to get a few things, or probably Target. And this little girl, and I'm thinking, why are you not asleep? Because it's way past your bedtime. Yeah. I'm in, pajama pants, a t-shirt. And this little girl says, are you Miss Texas? And I said, babe, I have been told I look like her. And I kept pushing my cart.
Tara!
Because I just needed a moment to just
Tara.
No one know me.
That is terrible.
It was 11 o'clock at night. She should have been asleep.
Oh, my gosh. What if she was like, God, send me a sign if I should try out to be the next Miss Texas.
She, God love her. She should have been asleep. She was in her pajamas.
Well, I'll tell you, this literally happened 6 months ago, went into the dollar store. That's also a thing in small towns.
Oh, yeah. Love the dollar store.
My girlfriend moved here from a big city. She said, I didn't even know what a dollar store was. I'm like, what? We have as many of those as we have churches.
I was going to say, we have them on every corner.
Oh, I love them.
And the $1.69 store.
That's right.
Or $1.49 or something. Everything is that price or under. And you can find everything you want
everything
in there.
Everything you want. You can have an entire wedding from the dollar store.
Yes, you can.
I walked in and there was normal amount of people in there. No big deal. Woman checking out. By the time I get my stuff and I'm coming towards the front, there's a commotion. And a man had come in and tried to rob the store.
While you're in there?
Yes. But his ex-wife was in line to check out.
No.
And I said, what is going on? This guy in front of me goes, well, this man comes in to try to rob the store, but his ex-wife is in line. And she takes her purse and starts beating the crap out of him. Uh-uh. And she's like, Roland, I told hold you, Roland. You ain't going to do it. She ran him out of the store.
That only happens in Lufkin.
I tell you what. Is that going to happen in Dallas?
Nope, no, it is not. It's only going to happen in Lufkin. I'll tell you the funniest story that ever happened to me. So it was back 4 years ago, and I thought I was pregnant. And so my girlfriend at the office, Amanda Anderson, she goes with me. And we go to the CVS, not anywhere near my house. Like, we go up Timberland to get to that CVS because I'm like, okay.
First of all, you didn't have to explain which CVS because there's only two.
Well, that's true. Okay, so I went to the Timberland store because I'm like, okay, maybe no one will be in there. It's not a store that I frequent because the other one, everybody that works in there says like, you know, hey, Tara, I know all the people that work in there. So I thought, let me go to the other store. So I walk in and I grab a pregnancy test and I grab a People magazine and I'm walking around with it. And then I see like six people in there that I know. And I'm like, hey, Amanda's like, I'll do a diversion. I'll go over here and talk to everybody. You go check out. So I go over there. And for those of you who don't know me, my dad was a physician in Lufkin for 42 years. And so this lady who is checking out's like, Tara.
I'm like, oh God.
And she's like, how's your mama? And I'm like, she's great. Thank you. And she goes, oh my God, are you pregnant? She screams it. I very quietly go, I'm not really sure. And I trying to like pay, God bless, let me get out of here. And she's like, oh my God, you're pregnant. There's people all in the store. Amanda's looking at me. Her eyes are huge. I'm like, just get me out of here. So that's probably my funniest small town personal story.
I was trying so hard to be quiet. Welcome to, you said you loved community.
Yeah. See,
now you got it.
I could have ordered those online. Instead, I paid locally.
You could have ordered them online, but it would have been like 80 in a box.
Exactly. So yeah, okay. Everyone found out.
And then the story for me, and we'll end here, that David Radke, the attorney general himself, constantly throws in my face to keep me ever grounded, was a year and a half ago. I had a video go viral called Red Ribbon Week.
Oh, yes.
And everyone and their dog saw this video. And I am at home one evening, and I have a friend call me. She's screaming. I can barely understand her on the other line. And she's saying, turn on CNN. We turned on CNN and there I am. And they are showing my video and Robin Mead is talking about it. And Robin Mead is saying, who is this woman? I've just got to meet this woman, this mom. She feels like all of us. And there's my face, my big fat face right there with right beside Robin Mead. And she's talking about how she wants to meet me. And I took pictures of it, right, whatever. I called David. He says, I'm on my way home. I am so excited, Tara. I can't even go back in the house. I'm in the driveway talking on my cell phone to him. I can't even walk back in. I'm so excited. And he says, what do you want to do? And I said, put me in the truck.
Drive me there.
Put me in the truck and let's just go to the store and I'm going to get a Coke. I'm so excited. Okay. So we just had to get out. I don't know what my problem was. Why didn't I let him go back in and watch it? Do not know.
Did you record it?
Yes, I did record
it. Okay, good.
So he takes me to the store right down the house from the house. We've seen these ladies a million times. I walk in and I get my Coke, my big jumbo Route 44 drink. And I walk up to the front and she's checking me out. And I said, I'm so sorry you didn't even ask this, but I was just on CNN. I was on CNN. Robin Mead was talking about me. That's why I'm so excited, because I was on CNN. She looked right at me and she went, that's going to be $267.
Good for you.
I know it. I have thought about that so many times. And whenever I get too high and mighty, David goes, that's going to be $267.
That's right.
And you know what? I absolutely love that moment.
That's the beauty of Lufkin.
That's
because
the beauty
they keep
of
you grounded.
They keep you grounded.
That's
Every
right.
time I come in, she's as friendly as can be, but that's still going to be $267.
That's right.
You ain't going to get too big for your britches, Melissa.
Let me tell you, thank God we have people like that in our lives.
That's right. It's going to be $267.
I love it.
Oh gosh, okay, that was fun. But for a copy of today's show notes, visit our website at www.ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com. You can also keep up with all the latest by following me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I hate Snapchat, and y'all know it. Or if you would like to know more about Tara, her role in our fair town, or if you would like to know about the real star of today's episode, our sweet Lufkin, then check out today's show notes. Also, I want to hear where you're from. So many of you guys are listening, and I love that. But I want to know more about you. Would you tag me on Facebook or Instagram with the hashtag Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with a pic of you and your town? Maybe it's you at your favorite drive-in or the teeny tiny post office. Maybe it's you at the local park or the local watering hole. But tag me and tell me where you're from. I hear from so many of you who are listening now, but I want to know where you call home. Okay, we are back with Tara, and we are fixing to do lightning round questions. These are just silly nonsense. I did throw in some beauty ones because you are our Miss Texas.
Okay.
Always in our hearts, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Here we go. Walmart or Target?
Target.
Cook dinner or pick up dinner?
Cook dinner.
Really?
Yeah, every night.
Mascara or lipstick? You can only wear one out of the house. Which do you choose?
Red lipstick.
Oh, okay. Heels or flip-flops?
Heels.
Swimsuit or evening gown?
Neither. I have too much hail damage for a swimsuit, and none of my evening gowns fit.
You're like interview portion
girl,
in a pantsuit.
I'm in Spanx from my ankles to my boobs right now. No kidding.
My God, it's a podcast.
Ooh,
woman.
Ooh, girl.
That is so funny. Hey, listen. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you for having me.
I swear I could have you on for completely different reasons than our town.
Well, we'll come back again.
Okay, we will come back.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love you. Thank you, girl.
Love you too, dear.
Thanks for joining us today for Ordinary People, Ordinary Things, and special thanks to Tara Watkins for being here. Make sure to subscribe, y'all, to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. And leave a review, but only 5-star. I don't want your bad attitude. All right. Don't get me wrong. I drive to Houston. I love an IMAX movie, and I can do some damage shopping in Houston or Dallas. But eventually, when the movie is over and the credit card is run up, I just want to come home. I want to come home and go through the grocery line with a little lady that knows my name and ask how my banana bread turned out. Or the teller at the bank who always asks if the kids are with me so she can make sure she gets them suckers. When I've had a hard week, then on Friday night, we go to Ray's Drive-In. We prop up the laptop on the dashboard and we watch America's Funniest Home Videos while we order our milkshake and cheeseburger. My church is here. My people are here. I can't buy a Louis Vuitton in this town, nor do I care. I can, however, call my doctor and he calls me back. I can drive my kids to school and hug the principal or high-five the superintendent. And once, my daughter went over to say hi to our dentist and the dentist noticed my daughter's braces weren't right and she fixed them right there at the table. The traffic in Lufkin is terrible from 5 p.m. until about 5:07. And the police who pulled me over for speeding the last 3 times calls me by my first name. No one may ever write about our town. It may never be in a movie, and we may not produce the next Matthew McConaughey. But small towns provide something for us that no big town could ever do. I'm not sure I can explain it. It's just home. It's where I live, where my heart lives. Finding a place like this is a rarity. A miracle, really. So treasure it. But as we know, miracles are all around us. We just get so used to seeing them, we call them ordinary things. Till next time.